We're beginning tonight's Shir and Simin Kuf Pei Zayin. We are up to Sif Beis, the end of page Tadi Aleph, about to turn on to page 182. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Bebirchas Ha'aretz, in the second bracha of benching, Laharosh Lo Yomar Shin Chalto Lavoseinu Eretz Chemda. According to the Rosh, you should not say the line of Shin Chalto Lavoseinu Eretz Chemda. Bris v'Torah. You shouldn't say that line, adding in Bris v'Torah. Sharei Omer al Brischa shechasanta b'yisareinu v'al tarasla sheli maratanu. Because anyway, we say already, al Brischa shechasanta b'yisareinu v'al tarasla sheli maratanu. V'day b'pam echad. It's enough to mention Bris and Torah one time in Birchas Haaretz, so you don't have to have this additional mentioning of Bris v'Torah. V'harambam cholik. The Rambam argues and says that you should say both. And the Ramah says on 182 on the top, V'divrei HaRosh Heim Iker, the Rosh is the Iker Shita, that you only have to say it one time. The Mishabura says in Sif Katan Hei, Bris V'Torah, Ki B'Nuschasam Hoya Kosov, in their Nusach it was written, Shein Chalto Lavoseinu Eretz Chemda Tova Rechova Bris V'Torah. That's what their Nusach was. V'al Zeh Kosov HaRosh D'lo Yomar, and they're not the Rosh is saying, don't say that line. Shein Yomar Achakach Al Brischa V'chuli, because afterwards we're going to say Al Brischa anyway. And that which the Gemara says that in benching you have to mention Bris v'Torah. Hainu ha'inyan shel Bris v'Torah. It just means the topic of Bris v'Torah. Kemo she'anu omrim, like we say, al Bris v'chuli lo tevos mamish. You don't actually have to say the words Bris and the words Torah, which is other nusach would say. The way we have it is absolutely good enough. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Gimel on page 182. In lo hiskir bebirchas ha'aretz bris v'torah, if one did not mention in birchas ha'aretz the topic of bris v'torah, afivu im lo chiser ella echad mehem, even if he only left off one of them, either bris or torah, machzirin also, we make you go back. The Ramah writes, V'noshim v'avodim lo yomer bris v'torah, women and slaves should not say bris and torah. D'noshim la b'nei bris ninhu, because women are not shy out to bris milah. V'avodim la b'nei torah ninhu, and avodim are not shy out to torah. Says the Mishabura in Sif Katan Vav in Lohiskir, if one did not mention in Birchas Haaretz Bris V'Torah, so he has to go back. V'hodu Lohiskir ha-mechabrim lo omar eretz chemda tova rechava d'machzirin also k'd'isa b'shas. Why did the Mechaber mention also that if you didn't mention about the land, you have to go back? Besides Bris V'Torah, the Gemara says all three. Says the Mishabura, that's obvious. That is the bracha of Birchas Haaretz. It's pashut. If you don't say it, you have to go back. The chiddush is that even the gabi, the inyan bris v'torah, which is not the ikir of the bracha, if you don't say that, it's malzirin also. The Birchas Haaretz, Sifkatan Zayin, because through the bris, Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu in the parish of Mila. And as well, b'slus the Torah and the mitzvos, they inherited the land. Shenemar l'man tichyun urevisem ubosem v'yirishem es ha'aretz. Va'omer, and it says, Va'yitein lohem artzos goyim v'gomer bavur yishmeru chukov v'sorosov. So we see that because of Bris v'Torah, that's why they got the land, and that's why it's shayach to Birchas Haaretz. And if one left off one of the two, or both of them, then it's machzirin also, sivkoton ches hainu l'rosh birchas hamazon. You have to go back to the beginning of benching. Dekulu shalosh brachos rishonos chashuvos ka'achas. All the first three brachos in benching are considered like one, much like we find by Shmoneh Esrei. Kein kosav magen Avram lekamam besimin kuf beiches if katan tes v'ayim b'mashik asavnu shom bazeh b'shem shar achronim. So the Mishabura told us over here in Sif Katan Ches that if one did not say bris or Torah in Birchas Haaretz, we're machzirin also to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon. But if you look in the Shaar Tzion Oschas, he says an interesting thing. Nirali dahainu dafke kishen niskar achar shehisla rachim no. That which we say you're going to be required to go back to the beginning of benching is only if you realize your mistake after you started already the next bracha of Rachimna. The lo odif me'askoras yalaviyavo bebirchas ritzei. Because these mentionings are no different than the mentioning of yalaviyavo and ritzei. Kishashokach, when you forget ritzei and shmur esrei, diyocho lomar kodem shiskel tevas modim. We hold that after, if you forget Yalviyavo and you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, that if you realize it before you say Modim, you can still mention it right there. V'achinami here also, yaskir bris v'torah kodem rachim, though. If you realize you didn't mention bris v'torah and birchas haaretz, you could say it even after you finish a bracha, before you begin the next bracha. However, this din of Yal V'Yavo, which we're comparing it to itself, is not so pashit. So he's just mentioning that it's a possibility that you could mention bris v'torah even after you finish your bracha, as long as you didn't start the next bracha of rachimna. But avada, once you started rachimna and you realize you didn't say bris v'torah, you'd have to go back to the beginning of benching. But then we said in the Ramah that when it comes to women and Avodim, they don't have to say bris v'torah, because women are not b'nei bris and Avodim are not b'nei Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, as if katan tes, ve'emes la b'nei Torah ninu gamkein. Even though we say about women that they're not b'nei bris, the truth is they're also not b'nei Torah. V'hodech al kinu l'shtai, and that which we split it up and we say that women are not b'nei bris and avodim are not b'nei Torah, it's mishum da avodim isnu b'bris. It's because avodim are shat to bris, so we say one for one and one for one. Umikomokom biyameinu nogu hanoshim lomer gamkein abrischa shechosanta b'sereinu v'atorosu sheli maratanu. As we all know that nowadays the minhag is that women say the same thing as men, and they do talk about bris and Torah. V'akavona al bris hazuchorim shechosanta b'sereinu. The kavona of the women when they're mentioning bris, is that on their bris? They don't have a bris. It's the bris of the Zecharim. V'chein Torasa Shalim Aratanu, so too when they mention Torah, it's Alimud HaZecharim. They're mentioning the Limud HaTorah of the males. Shebizchus HaTorah V'abris Nochlu Yisrael HaSa'aretz. Like we mentioned before, Bizchus HaTorah and the bris of the Zecharim, we Yashin Eretz Yisrael. Vod, and furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Shegam HaNoshim Tzrichos Lilmud Mitzvah Shalahem Leidah Heach La'asosam. Also, women are shat the Torah, not only because of the Torah of the males, also because the Torah itself is shat to the women, because they must learn the mitzvah, so they have to do. Now, there's two interesting biralachas over here that I'd like to see. Number one, is there a maskil bris for Torah? So we said in the Mechaber that even if you only miss one of them, you have to go back. So the truth is that the Gemara mentions not only that you have to say bris v'torah and about the aretz, he quotes the Gemara in the beginning of the Beralocha, he says, Tzarel sheyomar bo hodah tchila vasof. This is, the brichas aretz is also a bracha of hodah, of thanking Hashem. V'hapoches lo yivchos me'achas. He's supposed to thank Hashem in his bracha in the beginning and the end, and you should not have less than one thanks of Hashem. V'chol hapoches me'achas, the one who has even less than one pirish shelo omar kulum ken isa barash. The Rosh says you don't say even one thank you in that bracha. Hareza maguna, that's a disgrace. And then the Gemara says v'kol she'en omar bris v'torah v'birchas ha'aretz. One who doesn't say bris v'torah and birchas ha'aretz, o malchus beistove v'bonei yishalayim lo yotzei lechavaso. He's not yotzei yischiyuv whatsoever. Umashma mi loshen zeh b'pshitus. It's mashma from the loshen of the Gemara. The bereisha shelo omar hodah. The first point the Gemara mentions that you don't say hodah. Nehi da avat shelo kahogen. Granted that you did shelo kahogen, you did inappropriate. Have the havi maguna, and it's a disgrace. Mikomakom yotze b'di'evid yidei chavaso. But you are lomaisa yotze b'di'evid yirchiyev. It doesn't say you're not yotze. It just says it's maguna. So it's maguna, but you avada are yotze. V'chein kosa b'sefer ma'isa rokeach u'b'shulchanor chagraz, that's what the Achronim bring down. V'divri ha-Mogen Avram shekosa b'hipuch mizeh dvarav tzarachin. The Mogen Avram who says not that way, he says if you don't say the thanks at least one time in that bracha, you're not yotze, that needs investigation. The avshin istayeya milashon ha-tur shekosa v'shim lo hiskir ma'shechayvu ha-chayim l'haskul yotze l'chavaso. Even though it sounds like the tour is saying like him, that if you don't mention that which Chachamim required you to say, you're not yotze, that's not correct, because al korachal tu koi rak al eretz chemda tov orchava val bris v'torah shekosa b'tchila se'inyim. It's partial that what the tour means is the mentioning of the eretz and the mentioning of bris v'torah, not the mentioning of the thanks, and therefore the beralacha comes out, unlike the Magen Avram, that you would not be not yotze if you didn't mention the thank you in that bracha. It's maguna, like the Gemara says, but you're only not yotze if you don't mention bris v'torah and if you don't mention malchus beis David. The next beralacha goes in that which the Mechaber says that if you leave off bris v'torah, it's machzirno, so we send you back. Ayin b'chai adam shekosav. The Chayyadam says if a person is mesupuk, if he mentioned bris v'torah, the mistapik lo im omer bris v'torah tzarech lachzor. The Chayyadam paskins that mesupuk, you have to go back. The ayin shom benishmas adam tamo, and he brings down the reason in the nishmas adam, the zechiras bris v'torah bebirchas hamazon udaraisa. the mentioning of Bris V'Torah in Birchas HaMazon is Daraisa, and therefore if you're Mesupik, it's a Savik Daraisa L'Chumra, and therefore you have to go back. That's what the Chayodim says, and that's from the Tosas in Brachos, Chof Amabeis Ayin Shom. V'lo Brira Davar Zeh, but this is not so Pashit. V'yesh Od Rishonim She'asovim Dehu D'Rabbanon. There are other Rishonim that hold, not like Tosas, that Bris V'Aretz only with D'Rabbanon. Ayin b'chidusha Rabbeinu Aaron Alevi Anitfas Mechadosh Ala Rif the Brachos Shekosav the Bris V'Torah the Birchas Aretz Umachos Beizavet B'mono Yishlaim Hu Emdi Rabbanon. So he brings down that these are all mentionings that are only Midi Rabbanon, and therefore Mishafik you wouldn't go back. V'chein Kosav B'shidim B'kubetz Hashom Gami L'shona Beis Yosef Muchat U'Sirulei Da'askara Hu Midi Rabbanon. So many poskim say that these mentionings of Bris and Torah and Malchus Beizavet are only Midi Rabbanon, and therefore if you Mishafik you would not go back, unlike the Chai Odom. And then he writes, "V'im kenkish in istapik lo ain tzarach lasa." If you're in doubt, you would not have to go back. V'da'od yishno further dilididon shenusach birchas hamazon shkura b'fi akol. For us nowadays, that benching, everyone knows benching by heart. Ain shchiach covers that klal. It's very, very unlikely that if a person is in doubt, if you mention bris v'torah, that he actually forgot it. Dim sofik lo im omar talinam bevade de omar. So nowadays, since it's so posh for us to say it, we're so used to saying it. So if a person in the Sipuk, he could assume that he did say it. The Sircha Nakid Vazi, he says what he's used to saying. Kedisil El Besimis HaMachdalat Sivdalat. So the Bir Halacha comes out of here, again, not like the Chayodom. The Chayodom says, Bris, the Torah, these are mentions that are Daraisin. If you're Mesupik, you have to go back. And the Bir Halacha comes out like the other poskim, that it's Drabana and Savi Drabana Lakula. And besides that, even if it would be Daraisa, Lamaisa, we could assume you said it if you're Mesupik, because it's so, we're so used to saying it, it's so Shogar Befinu. Says the Mechaber Vaiter in Sivdalat. If one does not mention in the bracha Bonei Yerushalayim about Malchus Beis David, he has to go back. And then the Rama says, "V'omrim al hanisim b'chanukah upurim kodem v'al hakol." We say al hanisim on Chanukah and Purim before the bracha v'al hakol. V'im lo amaro, and if one did not say it, ein machzirin also, we don't send them back. V'ayin lekamon simen tofresh pebeis. Umikomakom yuchol la'omro b'sol shar harachem. One who forgot to say Al Hanisim and Chanukah Purim can make it up later in benching by the Harachamons. The Yomer Harachamon Uyasa Lono Nisim Kemo Shaosa Bayom Mahim. Velchinog, that's in the benches. You say that Harachamon and then you say the regular Nusach of the longer paragraph of the Al Nisim for Chanukah or Purim, the appropriate one. Says the Mishnah Berurah on that which the Mechaber said, if you don't mention the Bonei Yerushalayim Malchus Beis David, we send you back. Mipnei Shayidei David Niskacha Yerushalayim, because through David, Yerushalayim was Niskadish, the Gam She'ein Nechoma Gemura Elo Bechazoras Malchus Beis David Mekomo. Also, there's not a full Nechoma until the Malchus Beis David is returned to its place. Baiter in Simin Kuf Pei Ches, Sif Aleph. Achar Shechosam Bonei Yerushalayim Yana Omein Acha Birchas Atzmo. As we know, when we say Uvnei Yerushalayim, and we end the bracha, we answer Amen to our own bracha, even though we never ever do that. Mipnei Shehisiyum HaBrachos Da'oraisa. That is because that ends the brachos Da'oraisa. Da Tova Meitiv Ena Da'oraisa. The next bracha Da Tova Meitiv is not Da'oraisa. It is only the Rabbanim. Says the Mishabura Sekotan Alf Mipnei Shehisiyum. That's the end of the brachos Da'oraisa. Ayin Lekamam Besimin Reish Tesvav. Now, if you look at note number one. In the second paragraph, he points out an interesting shaila. What if you ate an achila that was not kedei svia? So you're not chayv in benching daraisa. Your whole chiyuv of benching is only midrabanan. So what about then? Do you have to say amen? Because then all your brachos are midrabanan. So he points out from the Prima Gadam, v'afilu im lo ochal kedei shir svia. Even if one ate less than a shir svia, sha'oz chiyuvo bebirchas hamazon hu midrabanan bavad. In which case, the chiyuv of benching is only midrabanan. The Prima Gadam writes, shemikom makom lo plug rabanan, the rabanan without mechalek, v'chayiv lanos amen la'achar birchas bonei Yerushalayim. You always have to answer amen. You always have to say amen after your own bracha to show a chiluk between the brachas d'oraisa and the brachas d'rabbanan. Even in this case, if you're benching when it wasn't kedei svia, all the brachas are only d'rabbanan. You still say it lo plug. Says the mechaber vayter in siv beis. Amen ze yom renu b'lachash. The mechaber says that when you're answering amen after your own bracha by Avnei Yerushalayim, you should say it quietly. Kidei shelo yagishu shebirchas hatova meitiv eina daraisa v'yizalzluba. So people shouldn't recognize that hatova meitiv is only the rabbanon and be a zilzul. It shouldn't be a grand announcement that the next bracha is only the rabbanon. It might be a zilzul in the bracha, and therefore the mechaber says even though you should answer amen to show the chiluk between the daraisas and the rabbanon, you should do it softly so it shouldn't be a zilzul. Says the Rama, v'nirid didafka kishem bavarech levado. it appears that that which the Mechaber says you should say it softly, that's only if you're benching by yourself. The Ein Onen Amen Achar Shar Brachos. And there's no answering of Amen after any Brachos. Aval Keshem Mizamnim, but when there's a Zimun, Onen Olav Keshar Amen Sh'onen Al Brachos Arishonos. They're answering Amen to the Bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, just like they're answering Amen to all the Brachos. The Alpha Gav Da Mevorech One Gamkin. So even though the one who's making the bracha is answering as well, Mikomokom Einer Nikker Kolkach, it's not so recognizable. Ha'ol V'Acherim Onem Gamkin Imo, since other people will also start answering with him. And therefore the Ramah is saying that which the Mechaber says you have to answer softly, that's only if you're by yourself and you'd be the only one answering. But if everyone's answering Amen to the brachos of the Mezamein, so you'd say Amen together with, you're the Mezamein, and you're saying Amen to your bracha while everyone's answering Amen to your bracha, it wouldn't be as nikkur, and then it would be okay. V'chein ha-minog b'medinos elu, and that is our custom. La'omro b'kol ram, to say Amen out loud, afilu ha-mevarech atzmo k'she mezamnim, that the one who is leading the Zimun, when he makes this bracha, he says out loud the Amen. V'ulayhu mehay taima, maybe it's because of this reason, the chiluk that the Ramah just told us. The Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkaton Beis a different reason. And that is, Sifkaton Beis, V'yesh miyashvim ha-minog mitam acher. There's some that answer up the minog of why we say the Amen out loud for a different reason. Shalochashashu lezilzul bracha revias elu b'yameihem. They were only worried about the zilzul in the fourth bracha in the olden days. Shehoyu ha-po'alim hochim l'malachtam kishashomen omen sh'acha b'nei Yerushalayim. As we'll get to later on, in the olden days, people who were in the middle of working for someone, they were taking off from work to bench, so they weren't allowed to take off beyond the brachos d'oraisa. So they waited for the omen after the bracha of b'nei Yerushalayim. They knew the brachos d'oraisa were over, and they went back to work. Shalochivim chachamim bebracha revias mipnei bitum malato shabal bayis, because Chazal will not mechayev them to make the fourth bracha because they're being mavato from their job from working for the bal bayis. Lekach hayotzarech lanos amen balachash. Therefore, everyone had to answer amen quietly. Kedei shelo yishmu apoalim, so the workers should not hear the akiru shebracha revias ena min haTorah, and they would recognize the fourth bracha is not from the Torah. The avol lezalzel ba, the come to disgrace the bracha. Af shelobim kom bitul malachas bal bayis, even in a case where it's not mavato the malach le bal bayis. And therefore, that was only a din in the olden days, that it was important to say Amen for when they were working for a Baal Bayis, they had to go back to work. But in the case where they're not working for a Baal Bayis, we don't want them to hear it, because then it's just a disgrace to the fourth bracha. So then there was an idea to say it quietly. Aval achshav shigama po'alim mevarechin abe brachos. But nowadays, as we know, everyone benches, the whole benching, even the workers, we don't have this concept of going back to work after the Amen of Bnei Yerushalayim. K'mo shekasa v'simen kutza the Aleph, like we'll see shortly, in simen kutza the Aleph, ein lochel shlozeh, we do not have to be worried about saying the Amen quietly. Ulufi tam zeh, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to this reason, bein kishem avarech bezimun, bein kishem avarech b'yechidi, yochel lanos Amen b'kol ram. As opposed to the reason the Ramah gave, which was the zilzal, because people are going to hear it, so there's a zimun, they can't hear it. So the Ramah was mechalek between whether you're benching by yourself or you're leading a zimun, according to the reason the Ramah brought down, and nowadays the whole reason doesn't apply, and nowadays you could answer Amen out loud, you could say Amen to your own bracha out loud, whether there is a zimun or there isn't a zimun, the whole reason is not applicable. Ukumiduma shekena minug, and it appears, says in Meshuvah, that is our minug, and of course that is our minug, that we do answer Amen, and we do not say it quietly. Lo Yomar, then the Mishnah Berurah ends off and says, Lo Yomar Bonei Yerushalayim Amen B'Neshima Achas. However, even though you could say it out loud nowadays, you should not say together Bonei Yerushalayim Amen with one hemshech, within one breath, Rak Yamtin Ktsas Achar Tevas Yerushalayim. You should pause a little bit after the word Yerushalayim, the Achagach Yomar Amen, Bonei Berachamav of Yerushalayim Amen. Have a little bit of a pause. And why is that? Kedei shelo yehi mashma shigam ha'amin misiyam ha-brachahu. We don't want to make it appear that the amin is part of the bracha. And therefore, even though you're allowed to say it out loud, you shouldn't say, bonei bracha v'shalayim amin. Seems like it's part of the bracha, therefore there should be a pause between the last word and the amin. However, if you look at note number 2, a very important note, he writes, ach im shoha la'achar ha-bracha yosem ifte dibur. Even though you want to pause a little bit, you don't want to pause too much. If you waited after your bracha, Tok Ledibur, the time it says to say 3 words, Kasav Le'el Shehi Amen Yesoma, that would make the Amen an Amen Yesoma, an Amen that does not connect back to the Bracha. V'lochein Tzrichin Le'izar Shelo Yia Hafsek Yosei Mech Ledibur. Therefore, one should make sure that although he shouldn't say the Amen directly connected to the bracha, he should pause a little bit. He shouldn't pause too much. He doesn't want to be more than tokei dibur, because then it's yisoma. He doesn't want to be too close, because then it looks like it's part of the bracha. You have to pause just right about the time for like a second to show that it's not part of the bracha, but also that it's on that bracha. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, tomorrow night we'll pick up with Siv Gimel.